Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. We've been telling you about the greatest bluefish tournament on earth happening Saturday, August 24th through the 25th. And right. Someone's going to win $25,000.
Nice. For catching a fish.
There's no way she could be this noisy.
No. When she's fishing, it's much quieter.
Oh, my God. She has not settled down since she got in here.
No, she's quite wiry. Yes.
That's music. And now to talk about the greatest bluefish tournament on earth. Jill Dalto, who's moved around our plants in our lobby.
Yes. Did you really?
What was that?
Rearranged everything?
That's so funny. I got told on, huh? Or you guys have a little camera here watching me.
We have both, actually, yes. We have towels.
Well, it's, I have
multiple bags. You have three bags, and you have stuff all in front. You have two cups.
But she moved in already.
A bag of Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
A phone in front of you. Glasses in your hands. Wow. Like, you moved right in.
She has a cup and a cup. Her shoes were all over there.
Yeah.
Her clothes were in the closet.
Welcome to the show, Jill.
Thank you. Well, it's exciting to be in to do something in radio again, because I was with Weeby and ICC for about 20 years.
Oh.
And so one of the reasons I was in moving your plants is because... It was the plant was right in front of WICC logo in the conference room.
The whole feng shui thing.
With bad feng shui.
Right.
Here I am doing
feng shui.
I'm doing the bluefish tournament for WICC. I don't want any hindrances.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. The bluefish tournament this year is for all the stations.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Right. So not just ICC.
At last.
Right. I don't know who put that plant there.
I think it was the cleaning lady. So we're just going to.
They always do that.
Right. Blame it on her.
They always do that.
So you got involved with this thing a long time ago, and then you were with it during the height of it when it was like bananas. Right?
Yeah. Well, I heard Tommy O on here last Friday.
I thought it was Jimmy O.
Oops.
Jimmy O.
Jimmy O.
But she heard Tommy O, but Jimmy O was talking. But
hey,
Tommy
Jill, what's
talking.
In that glass that's in front of me?
Tommy, Jimmy.
Jimmy O.
She comes in, she's moving plants.
Bottle of bourbon.
Tommy O.
Little eye opener.
So, Jimmy O, and he mentioned it did start with the $1 million fish. Captain's Cove started the tournament. In 1983.
Wow. I'm trying to think of what I was doing in 83.
83.
It's like 18, 19 years old.
I was killing brain cells.
Yeah, me too. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
And nobody caught the fish. So they had it insured by Lloyd's of London. It was $16,000.
To insure?
To insure.
It was crunchy. I remember that. What?
And Captain's Cove was brand new at that point in time.
Right.
They had, the Williams family had just bought it. It was nothing but like a building. And they would have clam dinners there. People would come and have clam dinners. So Jan Williams saw this little blurb that they had done this $1 million fish on the West Coast and decided that'd be a great thing for us to do to start drumming up business. But also the whole LISA thing, which is the Long Island Sound, I think it's association.
Right.
You guys remember Morgan Kaolian?
Of course.
Okay, Morgan Kaolian used to fly an airplane and give traffic reports. And so he would go over the Long Island Sound, see how gorgeous it was, and wanted to promote it. Because back then, the Long Island Sound was pretty dirty because people were just pouring, stuff into it. There wasn't that kind of concern.
It was a mess, yeah.
It was a mess. So that's what happened. They created LISA to promote how wonderful the sound was and also to help clean up the sound. So it was Morgan Kaolian. It was the Williams family from Captain's Cove and WICC all went in on this first bluefish tournament.
And at the height of this thing, it was like a madhouse. Like on the day everyone went out, it looked like a scene from Jaws when all the boaters were going out.
There's nine guys, one little boat.
Right, there's like a million boats and everyone's going out. And,
right.
There were 7,000 fishermen for the very first bluefish for the $1 million. 7,000.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
This year it's a $25,000 deal, and someone's going to win it. This isn't one of those random fake contests where, you have a one in a zillion chance of catching this fish.
Yeah.
This is someone's walking away with $25,000.
Right.
$25,000.
For catching a fish.
For catching a fish.
You figure Jaws, exactly. $10,000 you want for the whole fish, right?
So the whole thing.
$25,000 for a bluefish, okay?
Right.
It's not going to try and eat you.
Or 7,500 if you come in second.
Yeah, second's cool.
That's okay too, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'll take that.
Yeah, 3,000 for third place.
Again,
I think it's 25 for third.
25? Oh, is that what it is?
I think so.
Okay, then you're probably right.
I'm looking at the page that's in front of me.
Yeah, you're probably looking at the brochure.
Yeah, so we want to
talk. Used to be 3,000, but enough of
but
that.
But still, you know.
Yeah. Let's take a break because I want to talk about the lie detector test and how some great information came out.
Right.
All right. You want to win $25,000 just fishing?
Always.
The greatest bluefish tournament happening August 24th, 25th, all over the Long Island Sound. Go to WPLR.com for more info. So someone just called and said 1 year a 14-year-old girl won.
14.
Is that right, Jill?
Wow.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
And to my knowledge, in the history of the tournament, there's only been two women who've ever won the tournament.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so this was...
And one's 14.
And she was a little thing. She was looked like a stick.
Right.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, very shy. And yeah, she pulled in that fish. She had the winning fish.
And did she do it from a dock or...
No, she was on her uncle's boat. And actually, her uncle took a large part of the winnings because she was on his boat.
So she was a little brother's bait.
Is that fair, though?
It doesn't sound like it.
No.
I mean, is it fair? It wasn't nice.
No, it's not nice.
No, that's bad karma for him.
Bad karma.
Very.
Yeah.
The boat sunk the next year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She drilled a hole in it.
How many years ago was that?
She won in, 2004.
Okay.
All right, so...
How old is she now?
Let's see. 15 years later.
We'll get that answer
15 years later, so she's 29. Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to get her on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kirsten Glavin, and I think I was telling you guys...
Well, you have all the winners there.
At the break.
Wow.
Well, only since 2001.
Oh.
That Letterman, the Letterman show, was actually interested in interviewing in her.
Oh, really?
But she did go on the Tony Danza show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I remember that
show. Remember that was on for like a nanosecond?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they did a workout, yeah.
So what I like about the 14-year-old girl winning, she didn't say, I want to get into this bluefish tournament. She happens to be on her uncle's boat. She throws a line in the water.
Right.
This is how random it is. So if you're thinking, oh, well, you know, there's some, you know, professional fisher people that are going to be out there.
Scientific
and they're
going to,
methods, you know,
yada, yada.
I don't have a chance.
No.
It's anybody's game.
Exactly.
You just pull that. You don't even have to be on a boat. You can just throw it off a dock.
Yeah.
You pull in the heaviest bluefish.
Uh-huh.
$25,000.
Right. All yours.
Well, I must say she did win several other tournaments after that. So this is not just a happenstance sort of thing. This girl was actually a very good fisherman.
I'm trying to get people who maybe don't fish. Why did we have you come in?
Any can do it. I can even win it.
Go move some plants around the lobby.
Really?
I'll be over here trying to get people involved.
Go feng shui.
All right, it's $36 a person.
Right, it was cheap.
But it is true. Anybody, like if you're on a boat.
Yeah.
The fish doesn't know
that you're in the contest.
Should I bite this line from the professional or this one from the 14-year-old kid who knows nothing?
It just knows it's hungry and this is an ear.
Right. And you don't even have to be on a boat.
Yeah.
But before you get the money, you have to take a lie detector test. Why is that?
That's right. First, second, and third place winners all have to take a lie detector test. And, well, that was always in the tournament that if we were suspicious that, you know, then we would ask you. And then we had a year where we were suspicious and then the fellow was really angry about it and was like, well, how come you didn't ask the guy last year to take a polygraph?
Right.
So that was when we changed the rules and made it mandatory.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
It's fair.
So, So the reason that is because people will cheat for $25,000.
Jimmy O was saying ice. They'll put ice in there. They'll put other fish in there.
Rocks.
That's right.
Rocks.
Right, a brick.
They will stuff it, and that's why we have to gut the fish. That's why the bait and tackle places have to gut it to make sure there's nothing that's, you know.
Questionable.
Questionable, exactly. And if they find something in it, then that fish will be disqualified.
There was one year that. Through the course of the lie detector test, some other information came out.
Yes. There was a fellow, we would do usually the lie detector test at the studio at WICC on a weekend. So we could get all three of them there at one time so the guy could just do, you know, do a boom, boom, boom. And this one fellow was taking a really long time. And so I went to the conference room and I kind of put my ear to the door.
Uh-huh.
And there was all this yelling going on inside the conference room. And so I opened the door and the fellow, I think he was a third place guy. He wasn't the first place. I think he was third place. But the polygrapher that I used was an ex-FBI polygrapher. And
he knew what he was doing.
Exactly. He knew what he was
doing. The thumb screws the whole nine yards, yeah.
And so, you know, if you're guilty about something, like let's say that you did something in your life, like who hasn't, right? That was maybe not legal in some way and you have
broke the speeding limit.
Right.
So
over to library card.
So that'll show up. Sometimes that will interfere with the actual polygrapher asking you, did you catch this fish legally? Did you start at the right time? Were you in the boundaries? So forth and so on. Anyway, this guy was showing some signs. It was kind of inconclusive, which meant he was probably guilty about something.
Okay.
And so the polygrapher basically got it out of him that when he had worked at Home Depot as an employee, he had stolen lots of stuff from Home Depot. And so when I went in there, this fisherman is saying, what does this have to do with the Bluefish tournament? But the polygrapher had got him to admit that he had,
the law.
Right.
He had stolen a lot of stuff. And so he was furious. And then I said to him, and he was mad at me when I walked in. He's like, I don't understand what this has to do with catching a fish. And I said, well, you know, I said, just remember that the second and first place winners are going to have to go through this too.
Right. Uh-huh. What'd they steal?
And so, and if they flunk the polygraph, then you're going to move up and you're going to win more money.
See? Right.
And that was,
he was fine.
He was perfectly
happy. They started ratting on them.
So he got the fish.
Yes.
It was just, it's like the FBI guy had to figure out what are you being
guilty about.
What are you lying about here? You're lying about something. We need to figure that out.
Right.
Then once that was out, he passed.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. It's a complicated, it's a science and it's an art.
Yeah.
Polygraphy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. $25,000 at stake.
The second guy cross-dressed, by the way.
What's that?
The second guy cross-dressed, by the way.
What's that got to do with
what did that have to do with anything?
It says he used to be a woman.
I wear my fish and
what does that have to do with Bluefish?
This one says you kidnapped a Lindbergh baby.
What's that got to do with it? So we're linked up at WPLR.com. If you want to sign up for this, it's $36 a head. And even if you don't catch anything, it's a great day.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a great couple of days out.
Exactly.
It's a great bonding thing with family.
There you go. See?
And people have been doing it for years, and it keeps getting better and better now.
Yeah, have fun.
All the stations are involved.
Yep.
So it's $36 in, and you could win $25,000, $7,500, $2,500. There's like a bunch of different. I think there's like 20.
Like other
the
prizes.
The top 20 fish.
Yeah.
We'll get a prize.
Yep.
And good there's a port too. Prize, which means that every weigh-in station, every bait and tackle weigh-in station, whoever brings in the heaviest fish to that station will also win a port prize. So that
nice.
Way everybody from, you know, is guaranteed a chance of winning something.
That's cool.
It works.
All right. We're linked up at WPLR.com. Thank you, Jill. We got to have you back.
My pleasure. Thank
Glad
you.
Glad you're back involved.
Yes.
I love radio. It was so much fun.